Attorneys, Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love the idea of getting a Major League Baseball team. I love the idea of the Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas. However, I'm not crazy about using taxpayer dollars to fund such a billion-dollar stadium as is envisioned by the A's. We'll talk with a guy that might have a hand in building this thing, Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Is it worth it for a billion-dollar baseball stadium to get Major League Baseball and bring it to Las Vegas? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hard-working Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden plans to turn to black-owned barbershops and beauty salons as part of the administration's vaccination outreach effort, as he strives to reach his 4th of July goal to get Americans vaccinated.
The president announced the Shots at the Shop initiative during Wednesday remarks, which will recruit barbershops and salons to mobilize their communities to get vaccinations throughout June. Participating barbershops and salons are expected to provide and display vaccine information and educational materials, as well as host vaccination events with assistance from local partners. The initiative comes as Mr. Biden intends to declare June as a National Month of Action to get more people vaccinated against COVID-19 as the 4th of July deadline approaches. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Opponents reach a coalition deal to oust Benjamin Netanyahu as Israel's prime minister.
Opponents of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a deal late Wednesday to form a new governing coalition, setting in motion the mechanism that would end Netanyahu's long hold on power. Opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett announced the deal shortly before a midnight deadline, thus avoiding what would have been a fifth election in just over 2 years. Under the agreement, Lapid and Bennett will rotate as prime minister. Bennett will serve the first 2 years, with Lapid serving the final two. The deal is also historic because a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, would be the first Arab party to be part of a governing coalition in Israel. The agreement still needs the approval of the Knesset, Israel's parliament. I'm Mike Gracia.
Officials are confirming hackers infiltrated computer systems for North America's largest transit system in April. That set off a scramble to counter a potentially crippling cyber attack against the Metropolitan Transit Authority in New York. The MTA insisted on Wednesday that it quickly shut down the breach. It said a follow-up forensic analysis also found that no sensitive information was stolen. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Simon, the fifth-generation family owner of Omaha Steaks. There's nothing I love more than putting a steak on the grill for Father's Day. With Dad's Day right around the corner, Send him more than just a gift. Send him an experience with the Get Out and Grill assortment. This package includes 20 entrees he's guaranteed to love. My personal favorite is the 10-ounce butcher cut New York strip. Plus, you'll get 4 New York strip burgers free with your order. Visit omahasteaks.com and type cookout in the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com. Keyword cook.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. A federal judge has signed an order which could put Las Vegas-based Real Water out of business. The permanent injunction signed by U.S. District Judge Jennifer Dorsey orders the company to follow a long list of requirements should it want to reopen, including a sanitation plan, a bottling plan, a food safety plan, and an employee training program. Attorney Will Kemp, the owner of this radio station, has filed a number of lawsuits on behalf of the dozens of clients against Real Water. He says the judge's order makes it nearly impossible for the company to recover. With excessive heat about to envelop Las Vegas, cooling stations have been opened. The National Weather Service forecasts temperatures between 104 and 111 degrees are expected throughout the week. In an effort to help beat the heat, Clark County officials have opened daytime cooling stations at community and rec centers in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, and at Catholic Charities downtown. Health officials advise you to drink plenty of water and limit your time outside to the cooler part of the day. Nevada could become the second state in the nation to offer a public option health insurance program, as Governor Sisolak says he plans to sign the Democrats' health care legislation.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash there at the Spaghetti Bowl. Multiple vehicles involved. 515 westbound at the 15 interchange. Also, we're getting slow flows. 515 eastbound at Eastern. 515 west at Charleston. And do expect some congestion there on the 15 southbound. That's at Bonanza.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud, and joining us now, no less than Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. He's a regular on this program. Didn't get a chance to talk to him before Memorial Day, so I'll just ask you, how was your Memorial Day, my friend?
Oh, I worked, buddy. As long as we have guys working out in the field, I'm working.
Did they work Monday?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Said how to get wrapped up because the casinos are reopening up, and we had a lot of people out working.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about this during the news when I heard gentleman Jim Dallas read the news, and that we've got excessive heat warnings and all of that. Tell me how your workers deal with the heat. Is there anything special that happens?
After a while of being out here, you kind of get acclimated to the weather. All of our laborers, I would say at least 90% of them wear long-sleeve shirts. Rims, hard hats. We give out sun protection and lip balm, and field agents are always carrying water around in their trucks. On the job site, there's always water available, and if we find out that there's not water available, that becomes a problem. On some of the solar plants, what we've done a few years back is we set up fruit stations. So there's apples and oranges and Gatorade. So we're prepared for the heat.
Wow. I was going to ask you originally, because June 1 is come and gone, and that means all of the restrictions, or at least for the most part, I think all the restrictions are off. We are at 100% capacity. The 3-foot, 6-foot deal is... distance stuff is out. So how is that impacting your work sites? I'm just curious if there are any changes that workers will notice over the course of the next few days.
Oh, no. We're back at work. I mean, we really haven't stopped working. You know, as far as we're still keeping our safety measures in place, we're still maintaining a, some type of distance on a job site. I can't tell you that it's like it was, but there is some type of distance on the job site. And as far as masks, I know a lot of our laborers are still wearing masks. I even carry one around because, I don't want to offend anybody. If they want to wear a mask and they ask me to put a mask on, I'll do it. I mean, I don't have time to get into little arguments over something to me that... I would just way away from getting into an argument. If somebody asks you to wear a mask, of course I'm going to put it on. I'm not going to argue with them.
Just in the last couple of days, have you noticed more unmasked workers?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We opened up our union hall June 1st. You can see a lot of members are showing up not wearing a mask. A lot of members are asking for masks. And then you also have a lot of members. I mean, We do a big thing out at one of the water parks for our members. So for the past 2 days, we've had a lot of members come down and picking up their tickets to go out to the water park. So they look forward to that every year.
That is neat. But you've seen a shift just in the last couple of days of folks without masks rather than with masks, right?
Oh, yeah. I seen a shift as soon as the weekend started.
Oh, really? They jumped the gun on it a little bit.
Out into stores, and I see a big shift. So, like I said, you try to maintain your distance, whether you got vaccinated. I mean, one thing, Kevin, I don't know, what are we supposed to carry our vaccination cards around with us just to prove we've been vaccinated, or, I don't understand how some of the places are like, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Okay, well, anybody can say they were vaccinated.
Well, we're all on the honor system.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Do you trust us?
Of course. If somebody says they're vaccinated, they're vaccinated. I got vaccinated, so I'm not worried about it.
I'm like you. I got the disease or the virus, and I got vaccinated twice. So I'm good. I mean, I feel like not like Superman, but I feel much better about things.
Oh, right. I got you.
I've got to ask you, because this thing has been boiling just for the last week or so, and that's the idea of the Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas. But
right.
To do that, we'd have to build a $1 billion stadium. You know a little bit about this stadium building thing because you did it with the Raiders. What's your feel on a public-private partnership where it would be a combination of public money and private money? Some of it would be the A's. Some of it would probably end up falling on the taxpayers.
Yeah.
Maybe room tax stuff. We don't know. How do you feel about that?
Well, no, you know, some people might call me selfish. Some people might just not like what I'm going to say. But here's my feeling about the A's coming to Las Vegas. Any other team but the A's, right? And I remember people used to say that about the Raiders, too. But the Raiders came to town. They showed everybody what they could do. But, you know, so now here we got the A's. They want to tag on to the Raiders' coattails. They want to come into Las Vegas. You know, those of you that are Raiders fans out there, you got to remember how bad the A's treated the Raiders in Oakland, right? So, you know, let the A's go move somewhere else. I will not support public money going to them to help build them a stadium. If it was some other team, I probably would. But because it's the A's, and it's because the way they treated the Raiders in Oakland, I will not be part of it.
For those of us that have not followed this story, what is it exactly that the A's did to the Raiders that so disrespected them?
Everything you could possibly think of. They never wanted to fix the stadium up. They always wanted more money. They tied them to contracts that they should have not been tied to. It's a whole gamut full of stuff that they've done over the years. And you know, listen, Oakland was supposed to build the Raiders a stadium. They never did. We wind up inheriting the Raiders, and I'm glad we did, because from day one, they've done the right thing. I'd like to find out what the A's have done for Oakland, the same way the Raiders have done for Oakland. And if we were to take them, what are we going to inherit? You know, everybody thought by bringing the Raiders here, we were going to inherit a bunch of bad members. We were going to inherit the black holes. You know, as of right now, I haven't seen one problem with a Raiders fan or one problem with a group that are fans of the team, whether they're at one of the bars watching the games like they did last year. But it's kind of like any other team. Bring somebody else other than the Oakland A's.
Anybody but the Oakland A's. That's one I have not yet heard. I am curious, though, what your thoughts on the idea just overall of a public-private partnership. Do you favor that? Do you not favor that?
Well, I think we need to get back on our feet, first of all. We need to get back to where we have tourism at 110% again. We need to get flights coming back into Aaron, airport opening up, and the airport being packed like it used to be. And then maybe we can talk about a public-private partnership. I really believe that it's a ploy by the A's to get Oakland to come up with some money to build them a baseball park.
So we are essentially leverage against the city of Oakland to get them to build the A's their baseball only stadium. I'm just curious. Do you think they'll be successful? Do you think Oakland will capitulate?
I think, listen, the last thing Oakland needs is for another team to leave. Their basketball team left, you're going to have their football team left, and now what are you going to have? You're going to have their baseball team, right? So I think Oakland's going to come together. I think Oakland's going to get their heads out of their backsides, and they're going to do the right thing for the baseball team.
So, in other words, we're going to have to look elsewhere for a baseball team. Do you think Southern Nevada is ready for Major League Baseball playing essentially 81 games?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, I can tell you right now, it's very hard to even get to all the Aviator games. But, I'm looking forward to that baseball park being packed like it was before we shut down. And I think, you know, Southern Nevada is ready for a Major League Baseball team. I just don't think it's the A's.
We're talking with a guy that knows how to build stadiums, Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Do you have a favorite site? I know I keep hearing about the Cashman Field and different sites, and I have not heard of the Bally High Golf Course yet, but I imagine we'll hear about that. Do you have a favorite site? I heard somebody the other day talk about the Rio, demolishing the Rio and building a stadium there. What do you think?
They talked about the Rio a while back. Bally High, I believe Bally High would be a little bit too close to the airport. Cashman Field, if they did something down at Cashman Field, it'd revitalize that whole neighborhood, I'm sure. It's close to parking. Not parking, but it's close to the I-15. It's close to 95. So you'd be able to get in and out access. But I think they'd wind up having to revitalize that whole neighborhood. If they were kind of looking for something, they should probably head way northwest, like we talked about before. Northwest don't have anything going on out there. Or they should head way south. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We will find out. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. Joining us, Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. We'll talk about the just completed legislative session and what it's meant to organize labor in this town. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
The governor says he's darn proud of the legislative session. We'll break down his so-called accomplishments with Victor Jakes from the RJ.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have Tommy White along, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I want to ask you, we've just completed the 81st Nevada Legislature, and we always ask about how did big labor do when it comes to things like this. Can you talk a little bit about the 120-day session, and was it friendly to area unions?
Yeah, I guess, Kevin, I could say it was kind of a little weird. Based on what I was getting back from my lobbyists that were up there, it could have gotten a lot worse going to the left than what it did. And I think a lot of the unions, believe it or not, a lot of the unions stopped it from going that way. I'll give those unions out there credit for kind of sticking together, but it could have gotten a lot worse. And one of the things that Kevin, I don't understand. We get into a legislation, we shut down for a whole year, and what do? They want to take the word mother and father off of person. They want to change documents not to have mother and father on the document. I really think they could have done a lot more with their time up there on handling what goes on in the state financially and what is really how we're going to get people back to work. Thank God our government gave us a bunch of money, but let's just say we didn't have that money. They weren't prepared to do anything up there. They were more worried about, transgender bathrooms. So, I don't know.
Well, can I tell you, I think sometimes they get so involved in ideology that they forget that the reason they're there is to make your life better, my life better, your family's life better, and they forget why they're there.
Well, and I understand that, but it's just not my life. There's other individuals out there that they have their differences. But listen, we survived a lot of years. This country has survived a lot of years and ran just perfectly fine. So if they don't want to start getting to fine-tuning stuff and start taking out the word father and mother off of birth certificates or adoption papers, maybe they should start looking at fine-tuning the adoption process first. Maybe they should look at fine-tuning our school. Maybe they should look at fine-tuning our roads. But they want to get into all these little details about, using words and not using words. And And listen, this is part of the left culture, right? And I'm not part of that. My union's not part of it. I can't speak for 110% of my union members, but I sure as hell can speak for at least 90% of them. But, you know, I can tell you, I think overall, Democrats are fed up with Democrats, and you see there's a big shift.